With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican-leaning congressional voting map, sending it to Governor Greg Abbott for his signature. President Donald Trump has pushed for the map to help the GOP maintain its slim majority in Congress in the 2026 midterm elections. A tour bus rollover killed five people in western New York.
A tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls with 54 people aboard crashes, rolling on its side on the highway Friday, killing five passengers and injuring many others, ages 1 to 74. Major Andre Ray with New York State Police says no children were among the dead, but there were some sent to the hospital.
It's believed the operator became distracted, lost control, overcorrected. And with the investigation still underway, no charges have been filed at this point.
Audio courtesy WKBW, Ray says an investigation is underway. Julie Walker, New York.
All eyes are on Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the prospects of an interest rate cut.
Powell is leaving the door open ever so slightly to a cut, even with stubbornly high inflation and rising unemployment.
The shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance.
Speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell said inflation could be impacted by tariffs.
The effects of tariffs on consumer prices are now clearly visible. We expect those effects to accumulate over coming months with high uncertainty about both timing and amounts.
At the White House, President Trump says Powell should have done something about interest rates sooner.
He should have cut them a year ago. He's too late.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says we should know in 1 or 2 weeks whether Russia's Putin will agree to a one-on-one meeting with Ukraine President Zelensky.
I think over the next 2 weeks, we're going to find out which way it's going to go. And I better be very happy.
A new British pornography law is working, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In July, the government began making online pornographers verify that a potential customer is 18 years old before allowing him access. As a result, traffic on Pornhub, the biggest pornography site in the world, has dropped by nearly half in the United Kingdom. Critics of the industry say this decline in usage demonstrates that a tremendous number of children were visiting Pornhub in violation of the law before the new statute went into effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Things are getting worse for Afghanistan's tiny community of Christians. According to a report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, the government's new Islamic morality law is making it hard for believers to go about their daily lives. The law is a violation of International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. This is SRN News. There's been a highly-level military firing in the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has fired a general whose agency's initial intelligence assessment of damage to Iranian nuclear sites from U.S. strikes angered President Donald Trump. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz will no longer serve as head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. The firing is the latest upheaval in the U.S. military and intelligence agencies and comes a few months after details of a preliminary assessment of the U.S. strike on Iran were leaked to the media. That assessment found that Iran's nuclear program had only been set back by a few months. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Both Menendez brothers are being denied parole in California. A San Diego parole turned down Lyle Menendez's request for parole last night, a day after his brother Eric was also denied parole. More details at srnnews.com.